Yeah, it is different. I think we've become a bit more used to it this season because, not so much because of the Easter games, you understand, but the varying days and the shifts in schedule, games moving about for TV games, etc. So I think over the season you get a bit more used to it. Yeah, and everyone else is really busy over this weekend, and we'll be busy, of course, with our one game. But then, ironically, we don't play actually till the following Sunday, so we've got a longer break, if you like. So, yeah, but we've adapted to that.
I listened to Tom Heaton talking after the game at the weekend, and he was saying that you've always had this mentality of looking up and not down and seeing how high you can finish rather than how far you are away from those relegation places. Is it nice to see that bearing fruit with the points tally that you've got and the fact that you have lifted up that table a little and are kind of in the middle portion of it?
You're always adapting, you know, the mindset. It's fair to say you want to be looking forward. We're not naive. We're well aware of the complexities of the division. We're well aware our, you know, our major goal from the outside looking in and from the inside looking out is still to be in the Premier League on an ongoing basis. We've never pushed that away. But I've also said that that's always the first port of call for a team that's promoted. So we look at that, and then we look at where we're at, and then we look at what we're doing and what we want to achieve. And we don't look at this on a daily basis. We don't even look at it on a weekly basis. Now and again, we'll catch up with the team and we'll have a meeting as a group and say, right, that's where we were, this is where we are, what are our expectations, etc., etc. So I think he's right in general view. We're looking forwards, we want to look up. And also, you've got to be reality bound and know that you've still got to keep an eye over your shoulder because you've got to be right for that as well.
If there was a line plotted on a graph of where you thought you might be, would you be above it still at this moment with this points total that you've managed to accumulate?
Well, I think in the eyes of everyone else, I mean, from our point of view, we wanted to be competitive. That was the number one thing. You know, it's hard to get promoted and then guarantee you're going to be this, that and the other and you're going to do it that way or this way. So what we wanted to be is competitive as a minimum. We've done that. Now we're in a good position, as I keep talking, a good sort of base position to go into this final group of games. Good mentally, good physically, and with a good points tally for the realities of what we are in this division. So, you know, a couple have got away from us, some from outside of our hands, of course, with decisions, etc. But we're more focused on what we can control, and that's our performances. And that's going in and gripping the games accordingly to try and get the points that we want. So there's been a clear mindset with that, and we intend to keep that clear mindset.
Are those performances getting more consistent as you get further into this campaign?
It's a hard one to call because each game is slightly different. You know, there are some similar formats in the division, but you know, each team has different players and different, slightly different styles. The details it is really more than the. A lot's made of tactics, but the tactical framework in the Premier League is quite similar. If you look at a lot of teams, a lot play, not all, but a lot play 4-3-3 or a version of it. You know, a lot will play with the ball or want to use the ball rather than playing necessarily just counter-attack or whatever. So there's a lot of, you know, complexities to it. So I think overall, yes, we've moved forward in our format and how we deal with it. We have to be mindful of the fact that we have to keep moving forward because still a big challenge for us, what's coming next.